Good morning to you, my fellow sinners. You answered because you recognized that Jesus would not be speaking about you as he would be speaking to those Pharisees. Because Jesus said, let the one without sin be the first to cast a stone. So it therefore means that none of you would have thrown a stone in my direction. Because we all recognize that we are sinners. And so we have come here freely. No one, hopefully, no one was dragged into church this morning. No one was dragged here and thrown before Jesus with any kind of fingers being pointed and saying, that is a sinner. Because you see, these Pharisees and scribes, they did something that they didn't realize that they were doing the right thing. They brought the sinful woman to Jesus. But if they had known better, they would have placed her before Jesus, and then they would have spoken with her, and they would have said to her, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Because that's the person that they brought her to. But they didn't realize that. And so here we have come. We have come before Jesus, and we see him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And we're saying to him, we're here. We are here. We're here as sinners. And we acknowledge that we're fellow sinners, because at the beginning of Mass, when we said the Confiteor, what did we say? I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, because what have we done? I have greatly sinned. So we have all sinned. And having sinned, we have fallen short of the glory of God, and we look to Jesus and we're saying, Lord, have mercy. That's why we were singing that as well. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And we were singing that Kyrie, you know, in such melodious tones. Because really, the forgiveness of our sins is music to our ears. Because God does, in fact, forgive us. And what does God say to us? Same as Jesus said to that woman, I do not condemn you. I do not condemn you. Because when Jesus came into this world, we're told God sent not his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. That's why he came. He came to take away our sins. And therefore, what we have to do is that although we come together as a group, yet individually, we have to stand before Jesus. Individually, we have to present our sins to him. Because notice in the gospel reading that all of these people went away and the woman was left with Jesus and they were alone together. So yes, we are with 1,000 of our closest friends. But even as we are with them, we stand individually before our Lord Jesus. And so as Jesus hears our sins, what he's saying to each one of us, your sins are forgiven, but go and do not sin anymore. So that's the message that I want us to leave this church with today. Go forth and do not sin anymore. Your sins have been wiped away. You have been set free. And therefore, my assignment to you this day is, go and have some alone time with Jesus. Have that today. Just spend time with Jesus alone. Just you and him. Make sure that you do that today. None of you is too young nor too old to do it. Spend some alone time with Jesus today and hear him speak to you. So that just as we started this Mass with the words of that hymn, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come to me and rest. That's what Jesus wants you to do in that alone time. And you will hear him say, I have not condemned you. Will you do this? And if you do this, you can be sure that when we enter into Holy Week next week, it will be the best Holy Week that you have ever had.